This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And continuing with this afternoon's Q&A program brought to you by the Capital Group of Companies, Sony and Oni, for the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufti Sahib, is it permissible to reveal the gender of the unborn child to immediate the parents, grandparents and in-laws?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is some interesting news I'm giving you. All you ulama and students should know the law of Islam. Man lam ya'rif ahla zamani fa wa jahilun. If you don't know what is current affairs, then how are you going to speak on your Jummah? How are you going to address the people and tell? You can't just speak of Jannat and all that and Jahannam all the time, you know. So we should know all these things here. So you must read the news from all sides. So I'm just looking at it. Write it down. So Trump, his aides felt betrayed by Israel and Netanyahu. You got that? So now tomorrow, Vodkov and that his son-in-law, that Kushner Harami, they're going to Israel. You see, what the hell you guys are doing? You're making us fools or what? So that is the inside story. تَحْسَبُهُمْ جَمِيعًا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ شَتَّى. You think they are united, you think that they are one, but their hearts are totally fragmented. Why? ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. They are a nation who got no brains. They're harami, dog brains, swine, pig brains they got. You must remember that. Chapter number 59 and verse number 14. Quran calls them all these names here. So therefore, we have no problem in calling them that. So that is number one. Number two, Netanyahu is going to stand for elections again. He wants another term. You see why? He doesn't want to go to The Hague. He doesn't want to go be called a criminal, war criminal, but he is a war criminal. So all that. And this Kafir Shias, you must remember that. When Saddam Hussein was being executed and he read the Kalima, he died a Sunni, he died Shaheed. Allah grant him President Saddam Hussein. I'm not his nephew, he's Hussein, I'm Hussein. What is the truth we must speak? So remember for him and King Faisal of Saudi Arabia and for Mohsin, you're saying that Mursi, Muhammad Mursi of Egypt. So these are three leaders, president, whatever they are, we call them, you understand, make dua for them, that they passed away proper Muslims and Sunnis and all. So Saddam Hussein, while he was being executed and so forth, these Americans were there and the Shia Kafirs were there. Which Shia was there? Muqtada Sadr was there. So Iraq's election and Muqtada Sadr's end game of power. You see that? They want to show we must do this, we must do that. So Iraq, majority Shias. Iran, majority Shias. So if you go to these countries, you should know what is really happening. You can't just be like a fool and eat everything and drink everything and just say they're all Muslim. Shia al-Fakka Kafir, remember that. Khomeini la'anatullah alayhi. That is how you must say it. So Hafizab, you were asking about the gender. So Allah speaks of this. You must remember that in the Quran Sharif. Allah Jalla Wala in Surah 42, and that is Surah to Shura, consultation. What Allah says, chapter 42, verses 49 and 50. Yahabu limen yasha'u inasa, wa yahabu limen yasha'u dhukur. Allah Ta'ala gives some people only daughters. You see that? My neighbors in Heidelberg. So first neighbor was Baba. He had two daughters, no sons. And Timol, they had five daughters, no this thing, you understand, sons. And so anyway, we grew up together. I say, I can't play with you. You don't know what is soccer and cricket. You waste my time. You see that? So we get all our African team and location team and we play soccer, cricket, whatever we want to play. So Allah says, وَيَهَبُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورُ. You see that? Allah gives sons only. My father-in-law, 1, 3, 5, 7, 9, 10 sons. Then he go for Hajj. You see, 1955. Steamer Artigela. You must remember that. So Hashim. I met Hashim now. You see what Haji Ahmed Abdi. On Thursday, Friday and all that, we met him there. So in Pretoria. So now this Hashim, he was 5-6 years old. He sat in the lap of Shaykhul Islam, Hazrat Mawlana Hussain Ahmad Madani, but he doesn't remember anything. So they went from there, Bombay to Jeddah, and going time also they were with Hazrat Madani and coming back also Shaykhul Islam. He passed away in 57, Shaykhul Islam, Hazrat Madani, Nawwarallahu Murqadahu. So they told him, they became murid of him and so forth, father-in-law, mother-in-law. Then after a few years, mashallah, then my popi was born. You see that? So one, only one man, one vote. I'm the goalkeeper. They wanted one, you see. So it happens like that. So you mustn't worry about gender or that. You must say, Ya Allah, whatever you give, it's a gift from you. We are ridha bil qada. We're very happy with what you gave us. If the first baby of that couple, married couple, we don't speak of haram business. So if the daughter, then remember that that is tafa'ul, it's a good sign for that family. Because in this very verse, chapter 42, verse 49, Inna Allah qaddama al-inas ala dhukur. Allah spoke of the daughters first and then the sons. My siblings, first is my sister, eldest one, make dua, she's over 80 now. So you must remember that Allah Ta'ala grant all those who are ill, you understand, complete shifa. So in that way, we must remember this. But if you go to the gynecologist and they show you this scan and now you come to know is boy or girl, is it permissible? It's permissible but not desirable.
Mufti Sam, the very next question is pertaining to the selling of cigarettes and vapes. Is this permissible or not?
All haram. To buy it, to sell it, to smoke it, to advertise it, all haram. Quran Kareem teaches us, Surah 5, verse number 2, وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. And whether you call it legal cigarette or illegal cigarette, Islamic, they're all illegal, unlawful. وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ. So do not cooperate in sin and transgression. This is a non-smoking flight. Even the lavatories have smoke detectors. Haram is, you can't say toilet, you say lavatories. So every time they say this, I just look down and I just smile, you know. Like they're idiots. But then the daru comes, the alcohol comes, which is much worse than cigarette, that they will serve and all that. Why? Because everything, their whole thing is they worship money. That is capitalism, that is secularism, that is democracy and all that. And that's how this America and Western countries and Arab countries function today, you see that? So that is, they forgot Allah, what Allah will do with them. Anyway, Allah protect us all. So all this is haram and not permissible. Hadith, authentic, Imam Malik is mentioned in what? La dwarara wa la dirar. You must not cause harm to yourself. You must not cause harm to others. You must not cause harm to the society, environment. Today they want to come tell us about the environment and climate and all this. Mustafa was, is, will always be Rahmatul Lil Alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than 1400 years ago. Wa ma arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alameen. Ya Rasulullah Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we sent you exclusively as the only mercy to the entire universe and creation. So in the creation, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the greatest mercy. Allah jalla wala was, is, will always be the greatest for all time, all places. Wa adkhilna fi rahmatik. Ya Allah, include us in your special mercy. Wa anta arhamur rahimin. Whilst you, Ya Allah, wa haliya, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. So that is Allah. So in creation, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the greatest mercy to the universe. So we should know that and understand it. Now we're polluting everything with the cigarettes, with the vaping, with the haram and the drugs. And what is going on, you see that? America just goes and shoot people dead. You see, there in Venezuela on the coast. You ask why? He say, no, they were carrying drugs. So now if Canada or Mexico, they shoot some Americans dead, or you catch some Jutlas and Jews and shoot them dead, you see, you're carrying drugs, then what you will do? So therefore, millions of people are marching against him. They call him a pedo in the White House, pedophile. They call him a bully. They call him a dictator. They call him the king, but you know king. You're a haram king without any clothes and honor. So that is Trump the harami.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible to use zakat funds to build for a war hole as well as for a well?
Totally haram. For zakat, tamlik must take place. I told you just now, zakat, the people who must receive zakat are Muslims only. Chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 60. Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala, mentioned 8 different categories there. In verse number 60 of Surah Tawbah, chapter 9. So when you give the poor, the destitute, the person who, you understand, who's in debts, halal debts, not all this overdraft and bond and all the things there for TV and videos and internet and all these haram activities. So you must, they want to see more movies and haram things. So remember, you can't give them zakat. So the point I'm making here is this. So you have to make them the unfettered owner, unconditional owner. You can't say take the zakat money and then you go for Hajj or go for Umrah or take the zakat money and then you must buy this, you must buy that from my shop. All haram. You can't make conditions like that. So second one is this. Now you want to take zakat money, go there to the township or someplace and put up a borehole or a well. So absolutely haram. That zakat is not discharged, is not valid. And now the borehole is already there. So you give it to them, change your intention to sadaqah or lillah, and you have to repay the zakat, your 100,000, 50,000, 20,000, whatever you spend. So remember, you have to repay that zakat. Because who's the owner of that well? You just told them it's for them. So you must give zakat, cash or kind, to a poor Muslim and make them the owner, and no conditions must be attached. That is that for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, we give and pay the zakat. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. The true Muslims are those, they'll take the food and they'll feed who? Sometimes the miskin, the poor and the needy, destitute, Muslim or non-Muslim. Wayatima, the orphan. What is the definition of an orphan in Islam? Man mata abu. And the person whose biological father passed away. And they are walam yahtalim, and that boy, girl, son, daughter are not baligh, not mature. Once you attain the age of puberty, maturity, you no more yatim. Today people send me messages, I'm 20 years old, 25 years old, and I'm a yatim. So there's no such thing like that. And in Islam, yatim, remember your mother can be alive. أَلَمْ يَجِدْكَ يَتِيمًا فَآوَىٰ. Ya Rasulullah, O Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, did Allah not find you yatim? Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mother, Sayyida Amina, was alive. So you must remember these things. Eh? So that kufar definition, we reject it. They say both the parents must die. Islam, two conditions, yatim. Man mata abu, the biological father passed away, and that child, boy or girl, son, daughter, is a minor. La yutma ba'da ihtilam. Hadith in Sahih Muslim. Once they attain the age of puberty, maturity, they no more classified as yatim and orphans. So who are they feeding? Miskina yatima wa asira. So the people in prison and so forth and so on. So these, if they are Muslim and you know they are in dire straits, you go help them in the jail prison, but you follow the protocol, not you just go there and there, and then they start locking you up and so forth because you want to bribe everybody up. So we must fulfill our duty with beauty always. Chapter number 76 and verse number 8. So borehole, all that haram, is not permissible to use zakat money. Use sadaqah money, lillah money.
Mufti Sahib, this couple has been married for many years and unfortunately had a miscarriage and cannot conceive. Is it permissible to get the IVF done, the in vitro fertilization?
All haram that, you must remember this. You go to the doctor and then you give your sperm and you say that he must insert your sperm into your wife. What guarantee you got you will do that? So he'll put his own sperm. There are how many incidents like that happened? You must remember that. So all haram, all those things, yeah. Now you, sister, brother, you're married 3 years, 5 years, 6, 7, 10 years. So why are you losing hope in the mercy of Allah? Take all these incidents. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam is well in his 80s. You see that? And he cries, he begs, he petitions Almighty Allah. Surah number 37, Surah Yasin, chapter 36. The surah after that, Surah Sofat, verse number 100. He cries, begs Allah Azza wa Jalla, imploring him, Rabbi habli mina salihin. Ya Allah, grant me pious children, pious offspring. Second translation, Ya Allah, grant me normal children. At the age of 86, Subhanallah, his wife, Sayyidah Hajar radiallahu anha, gave birth to Nabi Ismail alayhi salam. And then when he was 100, Sayyidah Sara radiallahu anha gave birth to Nabi Ishaq alayhi salam. Ismail, the one who listens to Allah Ta'ala. Ishaq alayhi salam, the one who's smiling all the time. You see that? So that is how you should read. So read abundantly. Number two, Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam, his wife Alisha, both of them very advanced in age, but he's crying, begging Almighty Allah. Chapter 21, verse number 89, Rabbi la tadharni farda, Ya Allah, do not leave me alone, that I don't have offspring and so forth. Wa anta khairul warithin. Ya Allah, you are the best one to grant heirs, Ya Allah. Anbiya, you saying, hey, got nothing to do with money and all that and assets. It's got to do with, you must remember, propagating the message and mission of the prophets and messengers and so forth. So chapter 21 verse 89, the dua of Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam. And then Allah gave him Nabi Yahya alayhi salam. And the next one, then Nabi Zakariya alayhi salam, Anbiya old and they begging Allah Jalla wala. Chapter 3 verse number 38, Rabbi habali milladunka zurriyatan tayyibah. Ya Allah, grant me such offspring that are pure and chaste. Can we say our children are chaste? Half of them have to go for rifle repairs. You understand? How many prostitutes and street women they slept with? Go to the varsities and ask them. They'll tell you this guy is gay, that one is lesbian, that one is transgender, this one is a straight guy. That's the universities and brothels you're sending your sons and daughters to. That is the reality. I go there, so we know all these things going on. So we must remember that Allah Jalla Wala teaches us about Anbiya. Rabbi habli min ladunka dhurriyatan tayyibah innaka sami'ud du'a. That verily Allah listens to the du'as and so forth. You see that Prince Andrew, not a pakka harami. He is the brother of King Charles. Charles also harami. He was busy committing adultery whilst he was married to Diana, what is chameleon. And this Andrew, he was busy there with Lolita. You know Lolita story, So this is all. They stripped him of everything. No more Duke of York and no more this. No. You must strip him, he's no more fit to be a prince also. A bunch of haramis these people are. We must name them, shame them, nail them. Whether it's Trump or whether it is he, King Charles, or whether it's Prince Andrew, or whether it's Netanyahu, whether it's MBS or whoever. So these are the people, we must remember this. So Islam, we promote chastity. Now you were pregnant and then you had a mess, right? So why are you so devastated, my sister? No. Muslim, hadith I could see. Qala an-nabiyul Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qala Allahu azza wa jalla, Mustafa rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Allah jalla wa la states, ana inda dhanni abdi bi, I will treat my servant as he believes in me and thinks of me. A Muslim must always be positive. Things are going our way, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Things are going negative, alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal. Hadith in Tirmidhi, alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal. Wa na'udhu bika min hali ahli nar. That's the second part. I seek your protection from the condition of the people of Jahannam and the inmates of the fire. So that is Muslim. So say, Ya Allah, my one son, daughter, we had a mess. You give someone better to us, Ya Allah. So what you going to read so that you no more have miscarriage and so forth? Go read chapter number 13, Surah Ra'd, after Surah Yusuf, verse number 8. Allahu ya'lamu ma tahmilu kullu unsa, wa ma taghidu al-arhamu, wa ma tazdad. Ya Allah, Jalla wa Ala, only you know what every female is carrying. Boy, girl, twins, triplets, what complexion, how much hair, all that, what color eyes. All the contractions, expansion taking place. No gynecologist knows and all these type of things. So one chap told me, you understand, that apple a day keeps the doctor away. So I told him, banana a day keeps the gynecologist away. You see that? So you must remember that. You mustn't believe in these people too much. You understand? Half of them talk a lot of nonsense. You must remember that. They told me my hand, I won't be able to use it. That Dr. Myers in Nigel. So when I was a small boy, my father gave a good lecture after this. You talk nonsense here. See my son, he's first class. You understood? So you mustn't believe in these people. They talk a lot of rubbish. COVID time, who told us close the masjid and put mask and all that nonsense? The doctors. Muslim and non-Muslim, just making money, that's all. I don't say all, but I'll definitely say majority. You mustn't believe in these people. The same Childs and Diana, they don't go to Changu Mangus. They went to the best gynecologist. He told them that your first child will be a daughter. And who popped out? You must remember that a boy popped out. So what are you going to say? So that is all, mighty Allah, Jalla Wala, Kudrat ka faisla. Allah's faisla, not people's faisla. So you must be always clear on that issue.
Mufti Sahib, is it permissible to recite Durood Sharif to alleviate any difficulties and also for passing exams and owning a house and everything of dunya and akhirah?
Allah reward the brothers who we weren't here, we were going to Brits. When I came here, our Dawood Mota say somebody came and they left one kitab here for you. I said, Subhanallah, leave everything else, show me the kitab. Khairu jalisi kutubi. My best friend are my books. You see that? Mutanabbi said so. Now what are you going to learn about Arabic and that? So anyway, it's not a hadith, it's just a saying. Khairu jalisi kutubi. My books, they never ever caused me harm. So the book's name was which one? The biography of Haji Ahmad Nahuda in the shadow of the Green Dome. So straight away I started reading it. I said, luggage and all that, Dawood, you sort everything out. I'm reading here a little bit. So straight away, I found four things that I never knew. So anyway, Allah reward them. They know who they are. And from Komatipur, you see that? So we made some ishara there already. So anyway, so then I start reading and all. So there, Hazrat Sheikh Nawar Allah Marqadahu Mawaz Zakariya, his last itikaf year in Stenger, 1981. First Shaaban, it was May. You understand? And he passed away in 1982, buried in Baqi and so forth. We met him in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Saharanpur, South Africa, mashallah, several times. So Hazrat Sheikh Maulana Zakariya Nawar Allah Marqadahu, me, I still got that old kitab, Tablighi Nisab. So in there, you will find Fazail-e Durood Sharif. Now they got new one, you know, Fazail-e Amal. But when I want to see, I go to that old one. So old is gold, you know. Go read in Fazail, Durood Sharif, by Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Zakariya, Shaykhul Hadith, Nawar Allah Marqadahu. How many times you must read Durood Sharif? Day and night, and Allah will alleviate your problems in this world. Worldly problems, deeny problems, everything, inshaAllah. Durood Sharif. What is the meaning of Durood? I told you 100 times, but you don't know, you don't learn. So Durood is not Arabic, it's not Urdu, it's a Persian word. You have bumper crop, bumper harvest. You go to Iran and tell them, take me to your farm. And then you see a bumper crop, you tell him Durood. You see that? They say, yes. So you're going to sell it for maximum profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, in minimum time. So when you read, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah will remove the difficulties. Allah will enhance your iman. Allah will increase the love for Mustafa, Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So go read it, mashallah. It's excellent that you must remember. We believe in that, you must remember. And you know, when I went to Iran, so we went to Sheikh Saadi, Rahimahullah's grave. So Sheikh Saadi, he was a master of Persian, and he's a Sunni. And he passed away Sunni also. So he wrote some poems in Arabic also. When we were in a madrasa in the 60s, they should teach us this. He said, they don't tell us whose it is, you see that. So remember Sheikh Saadi's poem this. Balagal ula bi kamalihi kashafad duja bi jamalihi hasunat jami'u khisalihi. So he's praising, compiling, composing poetry in the love of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. بَلَغَ الْأُولَى بِكَمَالِهِ He, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, reached the pinnacle, the summit, with all the kamalat and the unique features and characteristics which Allah conferred upon him. بَلَغَ الْأُولَى بِكَمَالِهِ كَشَفَ الدُّجَى بِجَمَالِهِ He removed the darknesses with his handsomeness and beauty. Quran speaks of that, chapter 14, verse number 1. لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ So that you take the people out from the darknesses and you bring them to the noor of Islam. See the noor of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How many thousands of people embracing Islam even today in different cities, countries, continents? Walokari al-Trump, walokari al-Kafirun, although the kuffar, they hate it, despise it and detest it. Kashafat duja bi jamalihi hasunat jami'u khisalihi Every quality, every habit of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam was beauty, and you know that was the par excellence it is. Then his mind can't work, his pen is not writing, he fell asleep. Who? Sheikh Saadi. He saw Mustafa Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a dream. Ya Saadi, what's wrong? You're in a very pensive mood. Said, Ya Rasulullah, I'm compiling praises of you and I can't get the last tenza, the last verse, the last sentence. So Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, read. So he read. بَلَغَ الْأُولَى بِكَمَالِهِ كَشَفَ الدُّجَى بِجَمَالِهِ حَسُنَ الْجَمِيعُ خِصَالِهِ حَبِيبُنَا مُصْطَفَى رَحْمَةُ لِلْعَالَمِينَ صلى الله عليه وسلم told him, Right, O Saadi, صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ Read salawat salutations upon him, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his household and his family, and you take the greater connotation wa alihi and his followers as well, sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
We see Jazakallah khairan to Mufti Sahib. Final ad break. Thereafter, we continue right until 10:02. Then Mufti Sahib will be leading us in the du'a and then concluding at 4:00. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And continuing with this afternoon's Q&A program brought to you by the Capital Group of Companies, solely and only for the pleasure of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mufti Sahib, is there any Quranic prescriptions or any du'as for cure for blindness and also issues with the eyes?
Billahi Rahmani Rahim. Yesterday, Israel, the haramis, the war criminals, the swines and the dogs and the pigs and monkeys killed 11 people of ours there in Gaza. You must remember that. And now the news breaking is that they murdered, martyred, you must remember, 7 Palestinians, that is the Jutlas and so forth. So we say very clearly, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. You waste your time with these Jutlas and America and them. Their eyes are only on Gaza. They want more oil and they want more gas and so forth. And oh, Tony Blair, out of all people, the war criminal, anybody puts a bullet through him or Ben Gvir, Smotrich or Ben Netanyahu, who will get the greatest reward. So remember, in France, the Louvre, you understand, museum, where they have the most expensive arts and so forth. In 4 minutes, you must remember, they cleaned them up. They stole so many things. Bernie Sanders of the Democratic Party says he condemns Trumps and the billionaires at the No Kings rally. You see that? No king, Trump. You're not a king. You're a harami. You're a tinpot dictator. Your own people hate you. Make America great again has fallen. You must remember that. You can only beat women. You can't beat men. First time you beat who? Hillary, the crooked Hillary Clinton. Second time you beat Kamala. You see that? Why you don't take on the men? You see that? Hamas returns bodies of 2 more captives, and they, Hamas, is saying Israel is violating the ceasefire. Even tonight they can return another body, but Israel must stop all their nonsense, then they can do it, you see that? So Hamas, we support Hamas, remember, we don't apologize to anybody. If you say we must stop doing that, we tell you go to hell. You must remember that. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. You got eye problems, so what must you do? So read chapter 7, verse number 180. Allah Azza wa Jalla states, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا All might Allah, His wonderful, beautiful names, the 99 names, and then invoke and call All might Allah. Oh, you esteemed listener, Sirius FM, you esteemed listener, Radio Al Ansar International, you Markaz Sahaba listener, did you read the 99 names of Allah today? Why you never read? So I read straight before Fajr already today. There was no program in the morning. So nowadays, because Fajr is early, then normally I read after Fajr. But today I read before Fajr. Why you don't read? So after 4 o'clock, before your Asr Salat, you go and read 99 names of Allah. And one name of Allah is Ya Nur, you see. Ya Allah, your attribute is Nur. So grant me Nur, you see that. So you must remember that you ask Allah Jalla Wala for that. Allahumma ij'al fi qalbi nur. When you walk, when you're going in the car, Fajr time, from your home, from your house to the masjid, you are my daughter, my sister, you're going from your kitchen, from your bathroom, you're going there to your prayer room. And now this is Sunnat Nabawiyyah. Learn this dua, Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmed, Fajr time. After you perform wudu, ablution, you're going to read your sunnats and so. Allahumma ij'al fi qalbi nura, wa fi sam'i nura, wa fi basari nura, wa fi lisani nura, wa fi badani nura, wa an yaminu nura, wa shimali nura, wa amami nura, wa tahti nura, wa amami nura, wa warai nura. اللهم اجعلني نورا اللهم اجعل في نفسي نورا اللهم اجعل في بشري نورا اللهم اجعل في دمي نورا اللهم اجعل في عصبي نورا اللهم اجعلني نورا سبحان الله. Every dua Hazrat Sheikh Nawar Allah Marqadahu used to read when he was well. 2 rakat salat daily for Abu Umama Al-Bahili radiallahu anhu. He asked the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so many duas you taught us, we can't remember. Teach me one sentence, two sentences, Ya Rasulullah. It includes all the du'as you recited. He, Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told him, Abu Umama al-Bahili, radiyallahu anhu warda, read, Allahumma inni as'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Allah, jalla wala, whatever du'a Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked for, I ask for that. Whatever Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam sought protection from, I seek protection from that. Wa a'udhu bika min sharri masta'adha minhu nabiyyuka Muhammadun sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So what du'a are you going to read? Allahumma jal fi qalbi nura, ya Allah, put nur, radiant effulgence in my heart. Wa fi sam'i nura, my hearing faculty. Wa fi basari nura, in my eyes put nur. Wa fi lisani nura, in my tongue. And wa fi badani nura, in my entire body anatomy and the 6 directions. On my right hand side, my left hand side, front of me, behind me, the top, the bottom, in my body, ya Allah, in my skin, in my blood, in my nervous system, in my hair. So wonderful. I read it with Allah's help when we're going from here to Sufi Masjid, you see. So you must read also. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah. If you really love Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, fattabi'uni. Follow me, Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, immaculately. 2 things will happen. Quran says, chapter 3, verse 31, Yuhbibkumullah. You become the beloved of Allah Jalla Wala. Wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum. And Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will forgive you your sins. 3 incidents I give you. Number 1, listen carefully. Hazrat Maulana Mufti Ahmad Sadiq Desai Sahib Hafizahullah was Ustad of the Majlis. I saw him myself. The man sleeps only 3-4 hours per day, 90 years old approximately nowadays, Islamically. And remember that he only sleeps 3-4 hours, 20 hours is working, reading, writing. So I saw he uses the magnifying glass. So I told him, he said, no, I got one doctor, Jazawullahu Khairan. The doctor told him, Hazrat, please come to me. I'll operate on you. You won't miss a salat, nothing. Only thing you'll have to do for 1 month or so, you'll have to sit and read salat, you can't stand. Hazrat make istikhara, whatever, he said, fine. He went. He came back, his eyes are sharper than mine. You see that? I met him now 2 weeks ago, 10 days, whenever, when I was in PE. So you must remember that, so that what he did. He read 1,000 rakats, nafil, salat. I confirmed it myself with him. I said, Hazrat, somebody to me is true. He just looked down, you know, he's so humble. And he's not the same Maulana you see, you think he write the majlis. If you have to come there when we are talking, you will think I'm the teacher and he's the student. I just sit like this, you know, cross leg. He will sit the tashahhud position. So much adab, respect, you see. Following his ustad, Hazrat Ji Jalal Abadi, the sage of the age, Hazrat Muhammad Masihullah Khan Sahib, Nawwar Allah Barakatuh. And then all the salats he read, you see, sitting, he repeated a whole lot. He made qaza of everything. So that Allah give eyes, then we'll make shukr. Maulana Makki, Muhammad Makki Hijazi, who delivers lectures there in the Haram Sharif in Makkah for past 40 years, 50 years plus minus, you see. Darul Newcastle, we invited him in 93. This Maulana Ismail Aku, who's the principal now, my student, so his father, Ibrahim Ba, so he told Mohsema, okay, now we must call him, I'll pay for everything. So this is 93. Ismail is qualifying that time, you see. So then he came, Maulana Muhammad Makki. So then we went and they, okay. So we told him he must make khatam in Bukhari Sharif in Arabic. I don't know what, I told him personally also. He started in Arabic, then he mix up, he ended it up in Urdu. 90% of the lecture was in Urdu, 10-15% in Arabic, you see that. Every day he speaks Arabic there, but he make a mix up, you see. Anyway, so one ajeeb waqia he gave there, it still rings in my ears. So then he said, Mere Walid Sahib, this Muhammad Makki, his own father, he was there in Makkah. You see that? Maulana Khair Muhammad. So, rahimahullah, long time ago he passed away. You know. He said that he was on the verge of being blind. He went there to the darbar, to the court of the master, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he cried and he cried and he cried, Ya Allah, ya to darbar e Mustafa, sallallahu alaihi wasallam ki, to the wasila and barakah of Mustafa, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Allah, restore my eyesight so I can still teach hadith, I can still teach tafsir, I can teach hadith, I can still by heart. There and then the eyesight was. He told us in the Bukhari Sharif Khatam. He said, Ye mere walid majid sahab ka waqia hai. You see, we must have that belief. My honorable mother-in-law, she stayed here totally, completely blind. We took her for Hajj, everything, this and all that. So I should tell her, Maasi, tumhe mara ghar mein riyo, to kiraya kitlo devano? Say, haan, khari baat che, kiraya to devano che. You must pay rental. You say, I can't stay free of charge. So she asked me, okay, I should call her Masi, my mother-in-law. But I tell her, my kiraya is every day you must read 2 rakat salat for me. That was my new career starting in the media, you see, with Channel in 2001. Then she stayed here 8-9 months and she passed away. Allah grant her, my father-in-law. All of them very pious, good people. Then I saw what is blindness. Then I read the book of Sheikh Sabuni, our beloved Ustad, you see. He commenting on the verse. Hujuhui yawma'idhin nadira ila rabbiha nadira. Millions, billions, zillions of people who passed away with Iman and Islam. Tomorrow they will see Allah Jalla Jalaluhu himself. You see that? So then he made a whole list. What about the people who are blind? He said, when Allah kept them blind in this world, Nabi Yaqub alayhi salam temporarily was blind. Fartadda basira. Then his eyesight was restored. Abdullah bin Umm Maktoum, blind. You must remember that. So Allah Ta'ala then, well, you see, let him see on day of Qiyamah. Sheikh bin Baz, we have ikhtilaf with him. We don't agree. But he was a very, very great personality. Whether you like, don't like, that's your business. So totally blind. Sheikh Abdul Hamid Kish, totally blind, you see. Some of our teachers were also blind. So you must remember that, but they knew the book by heart. They just teach. You must remember this type of things. So mashallah and so forth. So what is the sir? What is the wisdom and secret? So our honorable Ustad Sheikh Sabuni writes, those who are blind and passed away with Iman and Islam, Allah Jalla Wala will let them see. Allah will let them see Him, Almighty Allah, long before the people with vision and sight and so forth. That is the mercy, the grace of Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala. Did you make the dua? Read now. Allahumma inna nas'aluka ladhat an-nazar ila wajhikal kareem. Ya Allah, we beg of you, you give us the ladha, you give us the taste of seeing your honorable countenance, Ya Rabbal Alameen. You see that? Go read chapter 50, Surah Qaf, chapter 50, verse 22. I practice on it every day with Allah's help. So read, فَكَشَفْنَا عَنْكَ غِطَاءَكَ فَبَصَرُكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٌ. So Allah will make your eyesight sharp. You see that? Good. And then you just blow on your thumb and rub it, inshallah. So that also is Amalul Awliya, is the practice of the pious people and so forth. Chapter Surah 50 in the 26th Supara. And you must remember verse 22. Allah, when you have charity every day, Allah will make life easy for you. See?
This message says, my 36-year-old son was never married and no children. And there is a lady, you know, he may be interested in. She has a 15-year-old and a 5-year-old child. What's Mufti Saab's advice?
What? Observe, the girl is 15 and 5 years old and does not die. 36 years old.
The girl has got a 15-year-old and a 5-year-old child.
Oh, the lady. Oh, maybe she divorced or this thing, or husband passed away or something. But how old she is, the lady, didn't tell us.
No, just the son is 36. We have no idea how old she is.
So your mother, the boy is 36, he's interested in this lady, and this lady got a 15-year-old child and 5-year-old. So now we add. So now she got married when she was 20, and then her elder son, 15. So she's also around that 36, 37. So you want to marry her. So if you are happy, mia bibi razi to kya kare kazi. So if you are happy by 36 years old, and just now you go up past 6 and all that, you better get married quickly. And then you must remember that there's lady, yeah. So what about her? So if she's happy, her father, parents are happy, make bismillah. Once you consummate the marriage with her, then you will become the mahram for her daughters who are 15 years old, 5 years old. This is in the Quran. Chapter number 4, Surah Nisa, verse number 23. وَرَبَائِبُكُمُ اللَّاتِ فِي حُجُورِكُمْ مِنْ نِسَائِكُمُ اللَّاتِ دَخَلْتُمْ بِهِنَ. So that they call Rabiba, and the plural is called Rabaib. So therefore, if you're worried about that, no, there's no parda between you and hijab between you and the stepdaughters. Surah 4, verse 23, after you consummate the marriage with that lady there, she's happy, she's Muslimah, her parents give permission, you happy, and you're 36 years old now. How long are you going to wait? Bye. Abdullah, we just give you this incident and then we'll finish up. You see that? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu arda. He was very short, you see that? And faqihu hadhil ummah, the grand mufti of this ummah. He used to say, and you ulama students, if you want reference of this, go open fiqhu sunnah by Sayyid Sabiq in them, you see that? So you will find there, inshallah. He, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, used to say, his wife passes away hypothetically before him. In 10 days, she passed away today, for example. In 10 days, you will get married. This is Khairul Qurun, the glorious era of Islam, the golden era of Islam. And with the fear of not falling into fitna. Today, where? You go everywhere. You go to the masjid, also there's fitna. The cell phones are ringing. The people are talking nonsense inside the masjid. Some guys watching soccer, cricket, movies inside the masjid. And all these haram activities go on. So some guys think that the parking is reserved for them. There's no reserve business, you must remember. Somebody sent me a message now 2-3 days ago. He said, I parked my car. He said, this guy came. And he told me, he'll give me a good hiding. I must get out from here. He's parking. It's not your parking, it's your grandfather's parking. Is that waqaf is for everybody. You can't come and just show people because you're a rich guy and all that there. So you just push your weight around. So sometimes I wish they must try with me. I said, what am I club here, you know? Well, give them a good shot on their face and so on their head or something. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, you see all these kind of characters, وَدْرِبِ الرَّعَسِ فَإِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ فِيهِ. Go open Tariqh al-Khulafa, you will find a statement there. You see, all these people who talk a lot of nonsense and big nonsense, must give them one shot in the head, because the shaitan is sitting there in the head, and therefore they're talking all that nonsense of theirs. You must remember that. So you see, brother 36 years old, Abdullah and Masood is telling you, 10 days you must get married. I don't know how many 10 days you went through. So yes, all you papas and appas, and you get married quick, quick. Both parties must be Muslim, and the lady's father must give permission. Tanas al-Azrakh, then everything is good. Okay, Hafiz Wadi and Bilal and all of you, Yusuf Asmal, and yeah, Bonnie, Bonface. So there, he comes from Malawi. You see that? So he's a good guy also. You good? Bonnie, you shake his head. Yeah. You want to become Sulman? Why you don't become Sulman? I make you Muslim. 4 o'clock will be news with Suleiman Esop. So 4:03, my brother Hafiz Kala, you Newcastle guys are coming there. First stop will be Freyheads. Hafiz Sali Katrara, be ready. And then second stop will be there. Then Hausa Zahiri must be ready. Third stop will be there. Inshallah, Dandi. Hafiz Salim Dokrat. And then we go Newcastle Jalsa, you know. Newcastle is part of my life. 20 years I spent there. So my brother is there, Hafiz Kala, 1983. I brought him there. He's still running strong. So he listened to his Naat Sharif. Then 4:10 will be Asr Azan. Then listen to this. 4:15 today, Qari Hanif Multani. You must know Urdu to listen to him. The beautiful story of the Zamzam water. You see that? So he will read for you. He make you cry with the stories. 5:00, victory in Gaza, Muhammad Parak. He's a young alim. He speaks very well. So he goes to all these places. You see that Sharia and that. 6:00, the repeat of the fiqh program, Mawzaid and myself. There's a whole ceasefire. That day already I said it. Thursday's all cooked up. Thursday. There won't be no ceasefire. And 7:00 will be Ahmad Didat, Rahimullah. Da'wah or destruction. You see that? So we must become the da'i. And at 8:00, medical matters. This is what our Suleiman Esop. Suleiman, you must send me the podcast there quick, quick. The brain and nervous system with Dr. Amin Melrose. Dr. Amin Melrose, I haven't met you, but Allah reward you, my brother. You're doing a splendid, very good job. Lot of people are benefiting, mashallah. That is 8 to 9. Then 9:00 after the Isha Azan, Sabr. During calamities, Mawlana Naeem Mutala, mashallah, very good. And then 10:00, Sheikh Anwar al-Awlaki, al-Shaheed, rahimahullah, he speaks very well, he's Yemeni. And then 11:00, transform your life through dua. Not only dua, but dua is one thing. Mufti Abdul Rahman, you see, Mangera. So, mashallah, wonderful programs. And now, inshallah, we thank all the directors of the various radio stations. Radio Sirius FM, our Faisal Asmal, Yusuf Asmal, Radio Lansar, all the directors and all the Abu Markaz Sahaba, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas and the whole capital team. And then my brother Muhammad Khan of Lanesia, Bhuti Ghani of Ukhis, the Dayi brothers there in Durban. You see, Allah reward them, our ulama, Mawlana Ahmad Dokrat and Mawlana Salim Kareem and Mawlana Abdul Aziz Ahmad and Mawlana Musa Akudi and whole lot. Allah Ta'ala reward all of you. So let us all turn our focus into you, Hafiz Wadi, also Jazakallah Khairan. And podcast, hey you, Bonnie, don't run away. You must make the podcast, eh? How many parts? 2 parts. Yeah. So, and Suleiman, you must send it to me. But me, I'm going to sleep now. Then about before half past five, Asr Salat is half past five by us. So before that, we'll send it to you. Inshallah, Aziz. Come, we make dua. Allah Ta'ala destroy and decimate these chutlas and haramis and all those people who want to harm Islam and Muslims and so forth. And 3 announcements before the dua. Number 1, Diwali and everything related to Diwali, haram, 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 A to Z. 2nd, all of you, Sahuk trouble you, they got your money, they don't want to refund you, they got their fairy tale stories, you take them to the cleaners. So I sent out a letter to 1,000 people, and Majlis also sent it out. So you must send 3 emails. You must send 1 email to 3 different addresses. You got it? Don't send to 1. Send to all 3. We must learn to do our duty with beauty. And 3rd, daily make dua for Gaza, for Masjid al-Aqsa, for Palestine, for Sudan, and for Kashmir, and for all the Muslims who are oppressed there in Burma and other parts of the world. So that's our duty. Remember that. Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Subh Hadith in Mustad Ahmad Mallam Yahtamma Bi Amril Muslimin Falaysa Minhu. A person who's not bothered about the affairs of the Muslims is not part of the Muslim Ummah. You belong to Satan and Shaitan and Lucifer and all that. So we must be very clear on all these issues. Shallow, we got 4 or 5 minutes left. So let us make dua. Ask Allah Jalla Wala to envelope us in His mercy. الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم لك الشكر كله ولك الحمد كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم لك الحمد بالإيمان ولك الحمد بالإسلام ولك الحمد بالنبي آخر الزمان ولك الحمد بالقرآن ولك الحمد بالصحة والعافية ولك الحمد بالأهل والعيال اللهم لك الحمد بما هديت ولك الحمد بما كرمتنا ولك الحمد بما سترتنا وأعطيتنا يا رب العالمين اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين وجلنا للمتقين إماما على الله توكلنا ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الظالمين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الكافرين اللهم اكفنيهم بما شئت اللهم اكفناهم بما شئت اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم اللهم عليك باليهود الظالمين المحتلين الغاصبين الملعونين المستوطنين يا رب العالمين يا قوي يا عزيز اللهم منزل الكتاب ومجري السحاب وسريع الحساب وهازم الأحزاب وهازم الأحزاب اهزمهم يا رب العالمين اهزم الأمريكيين وهنديين وإسرائيليين وبريطانيين وأعداء الدين اللهم أرنا عجائب قدرتك فإنهم لا يوجزونك اللهم سلط عليهم كلبا من كلابك يا رب العالمين اللهم أرنا عجائب قدرتك اللهم أحصي مددا واقتلهم بددا ولا تبقي منهم أحدا اللهم احفظ بلاد الحرمين الشريفين من كل سوء ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين يا رب العالمين يا الله ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما دیجئے يا الله عبد الغفار ہو يا الله ہمارے گناہوں پر ستاری کو ڈال دیجئے پردہ ڈال دیجئے دنیا میں بھی آخرت میں بھی يا الله آپ تو ستار ہو يا الله امت کے حال پر رحم فرما ہمارے مجاہدین مظلومین سب کی مدد فرما يا الله یہ کفار اور مشرکین ان کو ہدایت دیجئے اگر ان کی مقدر میں ہدایت نہ ہو تو ان کو نیست اور نابود کر دیجئے يا الله ان کو ہلاک اور برباد اور تباہ کر دیجئے يا رب العالمين يا قوي يا عزيز يا الله guide our youth يا الله guide our mothers sisters يا الله guide us يا الله guide the علماء رباني علماء حقاني يا الله all our institutions our مساجد our مدارس our دارالعلومس our خانقاة our تبلیغ جماعت you accept everybody and protect everybody من كل سوء ومكروه قال الله تعالى في شان حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم رب اجعلني مقيم الصلاة ومن ذريتي ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب آمين آمين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله Next up 4 o'clock news Suleiman Esop then Hafiz Yusuf Kala and then 10 past 4 Asr Adhan Quran For Qari Hanif Multani, Zamzam water, the history and the virtues, make dua for us and the Ummah, make dua for the sinner. Jazakallah khairan Hafiz Wadi Bilal program and well. Allah kabul farmai. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We say shukran wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to Mufti Sahib as well as the directors, sound engineers and the esteemed listeners. Until next time, we say wa sallallahu ala nabi al-ummi fi amani la ma salama. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.